This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow. I don't even know where to begin. What a weekend. Okay, Dan, we got a lot of medical news. We got a lot of health news to talk about. Let me just tell you what we're going to talk about later today. Apparently, protein shakes may actually help blood pressure, help prevent or lower heart disease and stroke. Pretty cool stuff. We also have Michael Douglas saying that Val Kilmer has throat cancer. We're going to talk about that, especially since Val Kilmer has been denying cancer rumors. So we, you know, but obviously what happened this weekend, I'm not just talking about the Dallas Cowboy win. Wow, three overtime games. Three football overtime games. I had so much work to do and reports and articles to write that I was home a lot for most of the football between watching the Patriots and the Falcons. By the way, did you guys notice I had at least an 80% predictability of where we were with the games. I'm not saying that's brag, but you guys do not take me seriously when I do my NFL picks, okay? With the exception of the tie with the Bengals, I got everything right except for two. So that's not too bad. Honestly, the injury report does not lie. And yes, I predicted the Cowboys win. Why? Because of Eagles. I think Eagles had a concussion or a groin injury or something. So we did very well. Congratulations, Cowboys. Woo! But the weekend obviously started off with Anthony Weiner. I had never even expected to see half the country think Anthony Weiner now is, how does Anthony Weiner get back into the spotlight as often as he does? I gotta tell ya, his BVDs possibly saved the GOP. Yeah, my husband came up with that one, his BVDs. It's just mind-boggling how somebody like Anthony Weiner can continually be the crux of headlines. But what is even more ludicrous is how Anthony Weiner could have possibly steered this election one way or the other. This election was, you know, Trump was faltering, Hillary was quote-unquote cleared by the FBI, Hillary was leading in the polls, and when kids look at history books later, when they look back at history books, what are they going to see? Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner has just put himself in all the history books. I mean, you know, I don't want to put something out there that may not be true. But when I heard that all this fell on Anthony Weiner, and Anthony Weiner, remember, got dumped by Huma Abedin, which is Hillary Clinton's closest advisor, who is also now the crux of this whole controversy, I thought maybe he just told the FBI, look, you know, I'm mad at her now, so no love lost there, whatever you need. And I thought maybe he cut a deal, or who knows? I mean, I was like, you know, wow, how is Anthony Weiner all of a sudden involved? Why is all of this coming out now? And maybe he said, look, guys, you know, this is what we have. But it doesn't sound like that's what happened. It sounds like what happened is, as they were investigating Anthony Weiner for his sexting scandal to an alleged 15-year-old girl, why any 15-year-old is interested in his tidy whities is beyond me, but there's always something for everybody out there. But this is all alleged. They looked at his laptop, and his laptop apparently was shared by him and his then-wife, Huma. Well, they're still married, but estranged. And that was the laptop she backed up all her emails on. So where this whole big hullabaloo is if Huma Abedin said, yeah, I turned over everything, And if Clinton and her team allegedly bleached and did whatever to a lot of the emails, and this was all downloaded before the bleaching, we now, in the government, have a lot of the lost emails. From what we're being told, the FBI director has just gotten their warrant to be able to search her laptop and comb through the 650,000 emails that are on there. She herself could go to jail, because if she was asked, if she turned over everything, and now they see that things were destroyed, or so that was the thing. There was no quote-unquote proof that Hillary destroyed emails. This has been conjecture. Now, if they have the emails, and they go, well, why wasn't this brought to us? Why wasn't this brought to us? Here's the email. It was on her. So this has nothing to do with WikiLeaks. Weenie leaks. Yeah, there's also another word that people have been calling this whole thing because of Anthony Weiner. But here's the thing, and I wrote a piece for any of you that want to read it. It's on my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com or on my website or Twitter. Even if indicted, because now there's this big rush, okay, that, you know, Hillary, you know, FBI needs to hurry. There's, what, 7-8 days left of the election. Here's the thing, even if she's indicted, she could still become president. All right. Article 2, Section 1 doesn't really describe anything about if you are under indictment or if you have committed a crime. Technically, a felon can run for president. All Article 2 talks about is how a person has to be, they say, no person except a natural-born citizen, a citizen of the United States, at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years. I think Hillary and both Trump passed on that one. And been 14 years a resident within the United States. So you can't be living in Germany or Australia and run for president. You have to be, even if you're a citizen, you got to be back on the soil. So, and even if convicted, when she's convicted, then you have Article 2, Section 4, removing them for office. But if she's impeached, before Inauguration Day, or indicted before Inauguration Day, after Inauguration Day, she could still be president. What has to happen then is after Inauguration Day, then House has to put her up on impeachment, impeach her, then the Senate has to run the trial. Now with Bill Clinton was impeached, but the Senate acquitted him. So, two things have to happen. Either Hillary Clinton, for her not to become president, would have to be convicted before Inauguration Day, convicted. Okay, not only that, it's convicted. Or the DNC has to ask her to step down. The DNC asks her to step down, then we're looking at Tim Kaine taking her place. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Not only is today Halloween, but it is also Nevada Day. Nevada Day commemorates our being admitted into statehood on October 31, 1864. Yay! Happy Nevada Day to us. Poor Nevada Day. You know, a lot of people, they don't feel sorry for Nevada. Here's the thing with Nevada. Okay, I personally really, really feel bad that Nevada, you know, has to share its biggest day of the year with Halloween. Nobody's right now talking about it being Nevada Day except me. But this is Nevada Day. This is like a big day for us being a part of the union. It's a big holiday. people, there's parades, kids are out of school. But if you ask a kid, why are you out of school today? They're like, well, Halloween. It's Halloween. Like, well, no, we don't take a day off for Halloween. We take a day off today because it's Nevada Day. But what they did is many schools took the day off on Friday. So that here's my problem with Halloween. Halloween, like tonight, it's going to probably start getting dark about 8:39. So we're going to be doing the heavy-duty trick-or-treating. Trick-or-drink, trick-or-tequila. Trick-or-tequila is fun, by the way, but don't do it. We're doing the heavy trick-or-treating. Gosh, quit Freudian slipping, please. Trick-or-treating when it starts getting dark and deep until probably the 9 o'clock hour. Some of us will go till midnight, but I got to work tomorrow. I got a show to do tomorrow. So I really like, you know, Halloween when it's on this. I think they should change Halloween rather than from October 31st to the, you know, to whatever Saturday night it is. Then you could have parties. Well, maybe that's not good. Maybe a lot of the adults go to parties and who's watching the kids trick-or-treating. Then you got a lot of drunk drivers. You know, maybe, yeah, maybe that's it. Well, anyway, we need to talk about Halloween. Halloween, unfortunately, is one of the scariest holidays. Not scary because of all the spooky goblins and all the spooky ghouls and the ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I don't know, the bad people that laugh bad at mommy yelling. No, Halloween is scary because, unfortunately, this is the highest day for pediatric pedestrian fatalities. According to the National Safety Council, 6,100 kids die every year. 6,100? Are you kidding me? 160,000 injuries occur on this day each year. Choking hazards, fire hazards. So this is some serious stuff. So, what should you do? What should you be thinking about, all right, like now, before the kids are trick-or-treating? For those of you who listen to my show at night, what should have you thought of, okay? Well, hopefully you guys heard of this before the trick-or-treating. But, one, make sure your kid is not wearing a mask where he can't see, okay? I mean, I remember doing that with trick-or-treating. You had those very cheap plastic masks that were very uncomfortable with the big rubber band right in the back. Okay, now they have fancier masks that enclose the whole head, like the Darth. It's going to be a lot of people wearing Chewbacca and Darth Vader masks. Unfortunately, they don't allow your 180-degree vision. So don't let your kids wear those. Maybe do like the makeup, but the non-toxic makeup. A big problem parents do is they go, okay, let's buy some makeup and throw it on your face. It's okay. How do you know? You know, what if it comes from a country that doesn't regulate what they should? So what you need to do is a couple days before, which is too late now, is you put that non-toxic makeup you're going to put all over your kid's face near their eyes, and you put it on their hand a couple days prior and see if they have a reaction or a delayed reaction. If they didn't, then you can put it on their face. Make sure you wash all that stuff off before they go to bed. You got to go for the bright colored costumes. I understand that not school and Darth Vader and Batman, they all wear dark stuff. I get that. Assassin's Creed with the hoods and all that, I get that. So if the kid doesn't want to wear something bright orange or bright pink, then put some like reflective tape on their tushy. You know, I would just tape up the whole way. You know what I did? I attached a whole bunch of glow sticks all over my kid. Right, you know, all over the waist, right, you know, and he's like, Mom, I got all these glow sticks on my butt. Good, because then the car knows where your tushy is. And you can put glow sticks all over them. Now, I know they don't like it, like, well, you know, Darth Vader didn't have glow sticks. Say they're mini lightsabers. You're decorating Darth Vader with a lot of mini lightsabers. Oh, okay, that's good. By the way, a lot of these kids are running around with hatchets and big, long swords. And even though they're supposed to be play swords, some of them are made very stupidly. So if they fall and they hurt themselves on it, we gotta make sure that we soften those up, or just tell them. By the way, these kids that run around with all, you know, all these different things that they want with their outfit. Like my kid, okay, he would want me to buy him like a $70 mask, which didn't happen. Then he needed some sort of a robe to go with that ugly ghouly mask, so I had to get him something like that. Then he needed something in his hand, like a weapon. And I'm like, well, what about your trick-or-treat candy? He's like, well, you're going to hold on to that, Mom. And then I go, well, what about 1 hour in? Am I going to have to hold on to your sword or your staff? So don't buy those for the kids, because you're just going to be the one stuck holding it all. I'm just trying to hold my little red plastic cup when I'm walking around the neighborhood trick-or-treating. I really don't want to be sitting there holding my kids' crap. Make sure all the costumes and the hats are flame resistant. If they're not flame resistant, get something new. These kids trip on jack-o'-lanterns. For some reason, your neighbors really like candles. They think fire is cool. So they stick fire in a very badly carved pumpkin. And so here's the kid running around because everybody's trying to fit on the sidewalk because the mommy's yelling, don't walk on the grass. They all can't fit on the sidewalk and they fall over onto the jack-o'-lantern with the candle. Make sure your kid has flame-resistant clothes. Now, another thing my kids love doing is zigzagging across the street. They were, even though they're a little older now, they're probably not going to go trick-or-treating tonight. I'm going to force them to because we're going to go to a real super fancy neighborhood, and they give out like big, huge chocolate bars, so I'm going to make my kids trick-or-treating even if they don't want it because I could store up on that till Easter. I mean, that's some good stuff. So, I mean, this is free. Somebody's giving you free stuff, you take it. Anyway, you know, we learned that from Obama, right? I'm going to give you an iPhone. I'm going to give you an Obama phone. I'm going to give you free health care. Come on. This is Halloween. Let's take the candy. It's good stuff. When it comes to the zigzagging across the street, kids never get to run in the street. I remember the very first time I got to cross a street. It was so exciting. And for years, just being able to step on asphalt was too exciting. Now, it's Halloween where no rules apply, where the kids get to run around and zigzag across the street. You need to be the mom in the neighborhood like I always am, yelling and screaming your head off. Say, no zigzagging. You're going to do one side with the sidewalk, and then you're going to... But everybody's like, oh, there's Bobby. I want to run across the street. And can I just say, speaking of the one day where rules don't apply, when are you ever allowed to blackmail somebody for them to give you something for free? You're not. We're teaching our kids very, very early on to go up to a door, bang on it, say trick or treat, which is basically blackmail. You are threatening them that if they don't give you some sort of a treat, you are going to do a trick. And this trick could be a very vandalous trick. I guess that's why it's so exciting for kids, because they get to break the law. It's very exciting for a lot of people. Before your state legalizes marijuana, all right, make sure you guys do have a plan for next year on what happens if parents get baked, because then not a lot of people are going to be watching their kids. There's going to be drunk drivers, so we got to be on alert. Nobody get baked. Nobody get drunk. I know a lot of us go trick or tequila in or trick or drinking. Make sure somebody is watching your kid. Let grandma, or just leave the candy out on the door. It's more important for you to be out there watching your kids. Make sure the kids don't go to homes that they don't know who the, you know, that are strangers, that they don't go into the homes. And just because a house is decked out and decorated doesn't necessarily mean that house is okay. You got that? All right. You know, a lot of times you're like, okay, the house is dark, so don't go there. It's going to be a bad guy house. No, the house is dark because they probably did like I did, where we just closed up shop and went to a better neighborhood where there'd be better candy. If a house is all decked out, that doesn't mean there's not a predator there. Tell your child to not eat the candy until you come home, examine it, and then steal the candy that you want. Make sure you guys are all in a group. All right, and drivers, please, if you're out there, no texting. These kids are going to start trick-or-treating when it's daylight, for those of them with 7:30 bedtimes. So be prepared today that we have early trick-or-treaters. When we come back, Eat This, Not That tells us what candy is better to eat than others. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, one of my favorite books was the original Eat This, Not That. Eat This, Not That was really, really cool. Where, what it did, and I apologize, what it did is it looked at some of your favorite restaurants, some of your favorite fast food joints, and it showed you, look, if you are going to choose this burger over this burger, eat this and not that, based on salt, fat, calories, etc. So apparently they did that for Halloween candy. This is on eatthis.com, Halloween candies ranked. So they basically go through the 52 best and worst Halloween candies. So they go through the worst. They say when ranking the worst Halloween candies in America, Eat This Not That took a few factors into consideration. The calorie count, anything with 70 calories or above, they scored very low. Fat count, they said some of the chocolates have more fat than a burger. And ingredients, candies got points off for containing more artificial colors than others. So, number 33 were the Airheads mini bars. I don't like the Airhead mini bars. They're very difficult to chew. One bar has 46 calories, 0.5 grams of fat, 6.3 grams of sugar. They say there's a lot of sugar, filler carbohydrates, artificial colors and flavors, partially hydrogenated oils, etc. And I won't go through all the different ingredients, but I'll kind of tell you guys the most important one as we list them. Then came the hot tamale snack size. That had 49 calories. Then came the now and later fun size. Oh, now and later stinks. I hate when you go up to a house, and rather than getting a nice big candy bar, they give you two now and laters. Nobody wants to eat the now and laters. Those have about 53 calories. Mr. Good Snack Bar, snack size, Mr. Good Bar. I don't like Mr. Good Bar because some, I don't know, doofus decided to stick nuts in my chocolate. I just want to sink my teeth into a chocolate bar. I don't want nuts in there. So the Mr. Good Bar has 66 calories, 2 grams of saturated fat, and a lot of sugar. They say three of them could have more fat than a McDonald's hamburger. Number 29 came Jolly Ranchers. They say three pieces has 70 calories. Even though there's no fat, there's 11 grams of sugar. Milky Way Original Minis come in at 28 with 72 calories. Almond Joy Snack Size has 80 calories. Mounds Snack Size, Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. All right, so the Mounds were a little more fattening. I don't understand why. If the other ones had nuts, sugar. No, actually a little less sugar. Maybe, I don't know. Oh, Werther's Original Chewy Caramels. Oh, those stink. I hate chewy caramels. Honestly, any of you guys whose neighborhood I'm crashing to go trick-or-treat, if you give any of my kids chewy caramels, I'm going to throw those suckers back at you. Oh, this is why I like the Dove Chocolate Mini Squares. Came in bad. 88 calories for two pieces. Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love these. They are one of the fattest candies on the list. Oh, boy. 3.2 grams of saturated fat. Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkin Snack Size, 90 calories. Swedish Fish, treat size. Swedish Fish are okay. Blow Pop, I mean with taste. Blow Pops, Brock's Candy Corn came in 20. Skittles, Fun Size came in 19. Sour Patch Kids came in next, then Milk Made Caramels. Again, milk, any caramel, guys, no caramel. Andy's Cream de Mint Thins. Now, don't get me wrong. Are these Andy's Cream de Mint Thins the same thing you get at Olive Garden at the end of your meal? Because those are yummy. Unfortunately, three pieces are 75 calories, 8.2 grams of sugar. Health Toffee Bar Snack Size. Oh, yeah, that's disgusting. Toffee, an English toffee bar. Listen, okay, I like the British. But again, don't give me something that looks like chocolate that isn't. Toffee, are you kidding me? Twix Caramel Cookie Fun Size, these I could tolerate. 80 calories, 8 grams of sugar. Snickers, again, no, because there's caramel. Then comes Baby Ruth. Junior Mints come next, the snack size. Twizzlers. Twizzlers, individually wrapped twists, have more sugar. Two single pieces, 80 calories, 9.5 grams of sugar. Starbucks Original Fruit Chews come next. Mike and Ike Snack Packs. Problem with Mike and Ike is those suckers are there in your teeth till your next dental visit. You got to be careful with that one. M&M's Peanut Size. Again, don't be screwing up chocolate with nuts. 90 calories per one fun size. 1.5 grams of saturated fat, 9 grams of sugar. Nestle 100 Grand Fun Size, M&M's Peanut Butter Fun Size. Again, don't be sticking peanut butter in my chocolate. Now come the milk chocolate M&M's. Oh, those look so good. Those have 95 calories per fun size package, 3.5 grams of fat, 13 grams of sugar. Isn't that interesting when they say fun size? Okay, there's nothing fun about spending all sorts of money on a product that only gives you like five little pieces of candy. Okay, it's very interesting how they did this whole fun size thing. Yeah, that makes no sense to me. Okay, next, Butterfinger. Again, one of the worst candies out there in the world. Don't be giving me something with butter in it. Just give me chocolate. 100 calories, 10 grams of sugar. Hershey's Take 5 snack size. Take 5 to throw these out because, again, they got peanuts, pretzels, and they stuck pretzels, caramel, peanuts, and peanut butter with only the thinnest film of chocolate on top of it. And you want me to take 5, let alone 1? 100 calories, 5 grams of fat, 9 grams of sugar. The worst Halloween candy that made the list were the Reese's Mini Cups. 3 pieces is 108 calories, 9.9 grams of sugar. Now, what are the best candies? Set under 19 came the Unreal Dark Chocolate Peanut Butter Cup. Did you guys know these existed? There's these dark chocolate coconut and peanut butter cups. All right, 80 calories, 6 grams of fat, 5 grams of sugar. Justin's Mini Dark Chocolate Peanut Butter Cups. Looks like they're getting the dark chocolate in there. Reese's Pieces Snack Size come in 17. The Toblerone Fun Size, those come in at 66 calories, 3.6 grams of fat, 7.9 grams of sugar. Hershey's Kisses, 3 pieces. That's the key. Only 3 pieces. 67 calories, 7.7 grams of sugar. Nestle Crunch Fun Size. Oh, those I like. 60 calories, 3 grams of fat, 7 grams of sugar. And I don't mind those because the Rice Krispies, I kind of pretend I'm eating a chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treat, and it helps you poop. Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops have 60 calories, no fat, 10 grams of sugar. Caramel Apple Pop. Okay, now you know what that I do like. I do like caramel apple. 60 calories, 0.5 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar. Kit Kat Snack Size. 2-piece bar. 70 calories, again, snack size, that is. So snack size is no bigger than your thumb, half your thumb. 3.6 grams of fat, 7 grams of sugar. Tootsie Rolls, Tootsie Roll, 70 calories, 9.5 grams of sugar. Oh, no, Werther's Original Hard Candy. I never thought I could hate anything more from Werther, but the hard candy is even worse than their soft chew. 3 Musketeers are 63 calories, 2 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar. York Peppermint Patty Snack Size. Again, Peppermint Patty reminds me too much of Snoopy. M&M's Pretzel Fun Size. I don't know why they stuck a pretzel in my M&M. Nerds Fun Size. 50 calories, 0 grams of fat, 12 grams of sugar. Unfortunately, they got a lot of sugar. So you got to be very, very careful. Dum-Dums. 2 pops, 50 calories. Yeah, I hate when I get the dum-dums. Smarties candy rolls. Smarties are 25 calories, 0 grams of fat, 6 grams of sugar for one roll. Pixie sticks. Oh, we used to get, oh my gosh, we used to get sugar rushes on these in school. They came in as 9 calories per straw, 2.1 grams of sugar. But the number one Halloween candy is Jelly Belly Jelly Beans Mini Pack. 35 calories, 0 grams of fat, 7 grams of sugar. Again, I know many of you parents are already starting to calculate. Again, you walking around trick-or-drinking, you blow this whole thing away because the alcohol has more sugar. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, of course, we've got a lot of medical news to talk about, but this weekend between the World Series, wow. So Cubs and Indians play again. They are still at it. This has been a fascinating World Series, I have to say. I've been very, very excited about what's going on. Unfortunately, yesterday I was so busy watching football and all those games and three overtime games, the first one of which in London tied between the Bengals and Redskins, and then of course we had the Raiders tie and then win, and I had picked that they would win, and then of course Dallas and Eagles. So I have to put that in there because you guys did not take my NFL picks seriously based on the injury report. How many doctors do you know spend hours upon hours upon hours dissecting the injury report for you guys to have your picks? But this weekend, obviously, the big dominating topic was the Anthony Weiner laptop that got into the hands of that obviously was being investigated with the FBI, and the possible reopening of Hillary Clinton's probe. And so many of the emails centered around that. Julie had written, so what happens if Hillary gets elected and then gets indicted? I had already talked about that in the beginning of the show, and I'd written an article for those of you that want to read that. It's on my website or on my blog or my Facebook and Twitter. You're going to have to scroll a little bit to find it. But how even if she's indicted, absolutely, she could still become president, because an indictment is only a charge. An indictment is not a conviction. So somebody gets indicted, then they have to start going through the process of the trials and the conviction. There's no way anything like that is going to be done in the next week. So even if she's indicted, she could still absolutely go through the election, etc. And we already discussed, even if she makes it to inauguration day, if she does get elected and makes it to inauguration day, then the House would have to impeach her, and then the Senate would have to run the trials and run the hearings. And with Bill Clinton, after he was impeached, the Senate acquitted Bill Clinton. So Bill Clinton stayed in office and was not removed, as opposed to if she was convicted, then is it Article 4 or Article 2? I forget which article. I have to double-check my... Sorry about that. I have to double-check which article it is. I just want to be correct on this. It would be, Article 2, Section 4. That's it. Sorry. Mixing the numbers. Article 2, Section 4 would remove him from office. As I said earlier, if Hillary, let's say, gets indicted, a few different things could happen. All right. She could still win the election. And then if she gets convicted and removed, Tim Kaine would take over. So, you know, all eyes now are on Tim Kaine. Or if the DNC says, look, we cannot, you know, even if we win this election, have all this weighing on us the first year. So the DNC could ask her to step down. I don't think she would, but the DNC could ask her to step down, put Tim Kaine in her place. And I believe in that purgatory, after she wins the election and before inauguration, if she steps down and if anything happens, and that's when we actually think something big could happen. I don't think they're going to have anything really huge dissuading her from continuing to run. Tim Kaine would then take over because he is on the elected ticket, I believe. So, Julie, to answer your question, those are kind of the options. And again, I'm not an attorney. You know, I would suggest you ask an attorney. But from what I know about the Constitution, or from what I know, as I've been reading what's been going on, an indictment is only a conviction. So absolutely, she could still move forward and still get elected. William writes, Doctor, I'm an independent voter and am disgusted with our country. He writes, I have not voted and will probably not vote this election. I understand you are unhappy with those of us who do not vote, but I just cannot vote for either candidate. If I don't vote, who do you think my lack of involvement would help more? So basically, here's William. He doesn't want to vote because he doesn't want to say, and I don't blame him, that he voted for Hillary or voted for Trump. I get that. I've been saying for years, you know, guys, apathy really ticks me off. I want you, you know, as someone who says I don't care, and doesn't vote, that ticks me off. But let me just do, there's one caveat here, okay? If you really dislike both candidates, I'm not going to fault you to that same degree of not voting. William already understands his lack of vote is already going to affect somebody. So he has, look, he has the power. This is all our constitutional right, our freedom to vote. So your wish to vote or not vote, that's your freedom, and that's not for me to judge. I just don't like somebody being apathetic, saying, oh, I don't give a heart and dude. I would rather you vote Democrat or vote Republican than not vote because you don't care. But if you care so much that you don't want to have on your conscience that you put a vote in for somebody you didn't like, then absolutely don't. I mean, that's, because people take their vote very seriously. And the people that do take their vote very seriously, you probably have a lot of people that don't want to put a vote in for Clinton or don't want to put a vote in for Trump. Now, who would it help? Prior to WeenieLinks, I'm sorry, Anthony Weiner's issue. This has nothing to do with WikiLeaks. WeenerLinks, we're calling it. Although somebody at a party called it something with a D and something leaks, and I don't want to say that because I don't think it's appropriate on air. So that term has been also floating around a lot. Prior to that, I would say you're not voting is going to just help the Hillary campaign. However, now it's a different story. I have never seen such a frenzy. I have never seen so many phone calls, so many robocalls, I got to hand it to the Hillary camp, just like the Bernie Sanders camp and even the Trump camp. They are very diligent. There's a lot of passion for her side. And they are very actively trying to get the vote, as many votes as they can, because once she's elected, it gets a little trickier. If she doesn't get elected, then the FBI can take however long they want, doing whatever they need to do. So you not voting could probably help Hillary. Or actually help Trump. Because Hillary now needs all the votes she can. So I have to say Trump's commercials are now starting to float around. We're starting to see more of Trump's commercials. I think he's doing a very good job with his commercials. Now he's trying to look less emotional, less dramatic, trying to be more presidential. He could really take this momentum. He could really take this momentum and win. But the problem we have with this election, and we're going to be talking about this a little more in the next segment, is we are in such a state of chaos and such a state of confusion that I am so scared that our enemies are watching this and not only laughing their butts off, but planning. I mean, look at all this. And like I said earlier in this hour, Anthony Weiner, is this election coming down to what Anthony Weiner did with his underwear and his sexting? You know, I mean, I have never seen or witnessed anything like this. I don't remember any other election being this bad. Again, I don't really remember the Carter. I doubt there was anything this ludicrous, and this is worse than any reality show. I don't even think the Kardashians have been in the news, because this has actually displaced the Kardashians from getting headlines. I don't think anything could. Anything this crazy, the FBI, we have a company so divided. There's a lot of speculation on why they're saying the FBI actually had these emails a long time ago. But James Comey had to finally say something before he got in trouble for not. This is crazy. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.